Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little bit brighter. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie is an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not.
And as usual, we're joined by our dog, Sparty. Sparty's a guy.
We'll be giving dog tips and writing tips, and we always start off with a random thought of the day, which most often happens in bed. So with us, and maybe you'll learn something.
Hopefully.
But maybe not.
Random thought time.
And it's random thought in the car time.
Woo! That was my game show host.
Voice?
Yeah. Did it sound good?
Yeah.
Was it like a game show host?
If I was Alex Trebek, I'd be worried.
Welcome to Random Thought in the Car. For $25, I'll take, what is Carrie going to talk about?
Oh, Jesus.
How not to take the Lord's name in vain during your podcast.
$25 if you get it right.
What?
Yeah.
What? I was going to talk about Gabby the dog. She's adorable. So Gabby the dog is a Great Pyrenees. And Great Pyrenees are these beautiful white dogs, right? And we got Gabby from a rescue organization. And she'd been super abused her first year of her life, right? And she's got some problems because she didn't grow correctly. And so, like, she can't gain weight. And she doesn't have any muscle tone. And her teeth are all messed up and little. And,
She's got like a little tiny raccoon teeth.
She has little baby raccoon teeth, but she should have wolf teeth, right? Because she was malnourished because she was tied to a tree the first year of her life. And she's afraid of things that are white, baseball hats, and men who may have had prior experience with cocaine. She barks at them a lot. So I don't know why. It's just how she is. So if you want to hide your past cocaine habit, don't come to our house and hang out with Gabby. It's very complicated how we figured that out.
Those are all Carrie's friends.
They are not all my friends, but that's okay because there's redemption.
I didn't mean all your friends are like that. I meant everybody that might have been kind of Gabby are your friends is what I meant.
And you know what? I'm really proud of my friends for dealing with their addiction issues and overcoming things, and they're awesome and strong. But anyways, that's part of how we figured out who Gabby barks at. If you are a woman, who likes other women, she loves you. Like, those are her favorite people, and we're not sure why. Anyways, but Gabby barks, because that's the problem with Great Pyrenees. They bark all the time because they're trying to protect you, and that is part of the reason why they get surrendered so often, because it's kind of hard to put up with them and your neighbors hate you. You are not kidding. And Gabby barks a lot more when Sean's not home because I'm not very alpha and she thinks she has to protect me, right?
That's an assumption, probably correct, yes.
Yes.
But she definitely barks more when I'm not there.
Yeah. And she barks in the middle when Emmy, my daughter, is there because Emily is pretty alpha, but no one is as alpha as Sean. Although if Emily listens to this, she'll take umption. She'll be mad at that. But whatever, Sean's pretty alpha. Getting to the point of the story.
A dog can't help thinking the man's more alpha.
That's not true. There's no gender dog rules going on.
Really? Look at a dog pack. Any dog pack in the world might have alpha females.
There's alpha females?
No. That's called a beta.
No, when you kill off all the men, there's an alpha female.
Until a man comes along.
And there's always in a house an alpha female. Like, if you have a bunch of dogs.
It's still a beta. If you have a man and women and the alpha female
I'm sorry, but that is not true.
Okay.
Would you like to hear why? We can do this with our own dogs. I'm never going to tell my Gabby story.
Oh, finish your Gabby
story. No. We're going to talk about this because it's random thought.
Our own conflicts on our own time.
No, because now everybody has to hear this.
Okay.
Think back to the time before you when I had Tala, the Great Pyrenees, who was not a rescue, and Scotty, the Great Pyrenees mix, who was a rescue, and who was in charge of that household? Who was the alpha dog in that pack?
You know, I don't know, because this was time before Sean.
But it was totally Tala. Scotty would look to her for cues. He let her eat first. She, like, went out the door first. She protected the main people of the house. He was secondary backup. And when she died, he didn't know what to do because he wasn't used to being alpha. And then he had to kind of figure that out. And we got Sparty, and so we had two boys, and Scotty, like, protected Sparty. And then we got Gabby, and Gabby and Scotty kind of competed for Alpha for a long time, right?
I suppose.
Yeah. So, in the back of dogs, in the house at least, the female
nice
can...
qualifier.
I don't know all, but I know from my experience that it is possible for the woman to be Alpha. And you know what? I'm going to start being Alpha right now.
No, you're not.
In this relationship, I'm Alpha.
I don't think this is ever going to hit the airwaves. You know why?
Why?
Because you said, I don't know all.
You're such a chump. Yeah.
First time she's ever said that.
That is so not true. You're so mean.
But you're laughing because you know
you're so mean. Oh, I have to laugh because if I don't laugh, I'll
cry. Your heart will hurt.
I'll cry, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. If you're going to be alpha, you got to toughen up that skin.
I don't know. What?
You can't.
No, you don't get to make the rules because I'm alpha now. I don't have to do anything.
Writing tip of the pod.
Sean is dancing to the groovy music that we use
pretty cool.
Transitions in the podcast.
Hey, what are we talking about today, Alpha Dog?
Well, as the Alpha Dog, I get to decide. And I decide that we're going to talk about heroes again.
Can't ever get enough of heroes.
No, because you know what? Heroes is the perfect subject for a podcast that's about dog life tips and writing tips. Because, you know, dogs make the best heroes. Lassie, Benji, I don't know what you're doing. You're making faces at me.
I had to burp, I caught it in my mouth and I let it out quietly. But now you blew all my effort.
But you were a hero right there. You were a hero because you were trying so hard not to burp on the podcast.
Wait till I have to fart and I do that.
Sean, don't use the F word.
That's not the F word.
It's one of the F words.
Okay. Wait till I have to poo pop.
Expel gas.
What?
Expel gas.
Oh. Let's roll, Alpha.
Okay,
Alpha.
All right. These poor people, like the poor two people who listen to us, are probably like, oh my gosh, rewind, start over.
So yesterday when you went to the grocery store, Lily was like, who let the dogs out? And I said, woo, 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 woo. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
And we did it a few times, and then Gabby started barking at me from the living room.
I love Gabby. Yeah. Gabby's the best dog. All right, but we're not at random thought time anymore, and I'm going to assert my alpha, and we're going to talk about being a hero. Heroes have to do a lot in your story. Not only do they have to save the darn day, they also have to make you care about them while they do it. I know, like, saving the day should be enough, but it isn't. Sean should be okay now that he didn't burp aloud on the podcast, but it's not enough because, well, actually it kind of is. Ready? Hold on to that thought for a second. We readers want our heroes to be what, Sean?
Heroes? No, wait, what?
We want them to be human.
Oh, human.
So that we can relate to them, unless they're dogs. But in order to make the reader to relate, I couldn't say the word relate, but in order to make the reader relate to the hero, we have to try to give them a moment of humanity near the beginning of the book. You see this happen in movies too. If you think about a movie.
A lot of times the heroes start out as a regular old human, right?
Yes, like and that's comic why you care about movies. Them. Oh, you mean like in the origins? Stories of like Captain America.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they're just a regular hero, they're by default still a human.
Yes, but we have to show their humanity. Like, the hero isn't a psychopath. The hero isn't a flat character. It's not a two-dimensional character. We have to work to make people who are watching the movie or reading the book relate to that person. So in this podcast, you had this moment of vulnerability where you were trying not to burp. Right? And a lot of people have that moment in their life, right? So they, boom, they relate to you. They're like, hey, Sean's human, man. He tried not to burp. That's so funny. He's my hero. I'm rooting for him in the rest of this podcast, whatever it is that we do.
Or maybe they say, I wish he would have just burped so then I could have outdone him when I listened to the podcast. But I got you.
So that's an example of a kind. It's so hard being alpha with you. Okay, but that's an example of a kind of moment where you make that person relatable, that hero relatable. Other kinds of moments are like a caring moment. Have you ever seen a movie where like, the woman is kissing her husband or her kid goodbye before going off to work? Or, like, loving her cat and taking care of it, or rescuing a dog out of the garbage, or just doing something that shows that they care about another human or animal?
Yes.
You thought so hard about that. That's a caring moment.
No, I was thinking of something else.
Okay, so a caring moment is a way that you can make the reader fall in love with your hero. A goofy moment is a way that you can make a reader fall in love with your hero. A super quirky moment is a way that you can make people fall in love with your hero. And then we have the burping moment of Sean, which is a universal moment that everyone can relate to.
Yeah, it is. I got a question.
Okay.
Hey, what does AF stand for?
I can't say that out loud.
I know.
You're such a jerk.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Does, unless you're a superhero, you're just a regular human hero, isn't that by default a caring moment?
No.
Most times?
No. You started to go into this before. I think you're getting trapped by the word hero. And to me, a hero is just basically the main character in a story. You're the hero in your life, but you're a regular hero. You are perceiving a hero as somebody wearing tights and a cape or talking in a raspy crystal voice.
No. I'm just thinking of somebody that does something for somebody else that to them is so very powerful that they think of that person as a hero.
Yes, that's a hero as a regular human. But that moment of caring and powerful sharing and empathy is what will make us root for that caring person further on in the story as they have their struggles and deal with their obstacles and try to save the world or just try to, I don't know, get to the grocery store and out without killing anyone.
Around here, that makes you a real hero.
It does. Man. So what's the briefest way to see... Let's see, I can't talk. The briefest way to say what that writing tip is.
Make your heroes humans that your readers can relate to.
Early on.
Like right at the beginning.
Like as soon as you
hook them.
Hook them.
Hook them.
Because, you know, you gotta be alpha in your own book. You gotta make your characters work, and you get them to be firm in your decision and your choices. And you have to make the choice to show how that main character slash hero slash protagonist slash whatever word you want to use is relatable. And you can think about this in your own life and your friendship. Like, are you happy with people who are never caring? Are you happy people will never show their goofiness? Are you happy with people who have no quirks?
No.
Do you want to be their friend?
No, they sound pretty boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom. So wait, I have a fishing analogy.
Oh, no.
About hooking them.
Okay.
So, you get them to nibble on the bait, but you wait, and you wait, until you think they've actually swallowed that bait and hook. And then you shut that hook, and there's no way they can spit it out. They're done. They're not going to be able to put that down.
Put the book down.
Did I say book? Put that book down until the very end.
He's hitting the table. He's so emphatic about this. Don't! Oh.
That sounds cool.
No, don't do it again. Oh, my gosh.
What was that?
I don't know.
I didn't do it.
A repeater.
It was a ghost.
Our podcast is haunted. No, don't do it.
That was me. I want to see if it does it again. Huh.
Whoa.
That one, that one, the third one. I did not do that.
That's creepy.
Promise.
So creepy.
Ooh. I can do it again. Oh! Is it on?
It's on.
It's time for the dog tip for life. All right. Why are you laughing?
Because you're so quirky.
Both of the dogs are out on the deck. But Marzi was kind enough to come in and rub up on my leg. So I asked her.
You made that sound creepy. You made that sound creepy.
I'm going to ignore that statement. Because I could do so much with that. You know, a cat.
No, don't. I am Alpha right now, and I have closed his mouth. I did muzzle you. Do the dog tip.
There's no one right way to be. There's no one right way to be.
Alpha, beta, co-alpha.
Embrace who you are, even if it's alpha. Who you want to be.
Embrace that too.
I'm going to say that again too. Embrace who you are, who you want to be. I can't help but that sounds like a question. Who you want to be?
Who you want to be, man?
And if you want everyone to fall in love with you, that's how you do it. Be authentic. Don't pretend to be a cat. Holy crap, I didn't even know that was there.
Oh my God.
Embrace your dogness. Be a dog. Be alpha. At least for a day. I love you, Carrie.
Oh. Don't make it creepy. You always make it creepy. I write books for children.
I know. It wouldn't be creepy half the time if you didn't say don't make it creepy.
Because I see your face when you do it.
They can't see my face. Stop, babe.
I'm so sorry.
Hey there. I love making her laugh. So if there was any part of this podcast
that you didn't understand
because of my funny voice or anything, or because Carrie was laughing too much, you can see it in writing at carriejonesbooks.blog, right?
Yes.
Or they can find a link to it at carriejonesbooks.com.
Yes.
Right? All right, and I would like to beg you, or ask you nicely, to subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher or iTunes.
Or anywhere.
You can also go to the actual website, dogsaresmarterthanpeople.com. And here's Carrie.
I have a new book coming out. It's the third in the middle grade Time Stoppers series about kids who have to save the world and are in a magical secret town in Maine. It's sort of like Harry Potter meets Percy Jackson, but super quirky.
It's a good book.
Yeah.
Super good.
And the third in that series is coming out super soon. But more interestingly, we are also going to start a Facebook group called Dogs Are Smarter Than People to kind of create community, because it's a little weird doing a podcast and just talking at you.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I kind of like it when people can talk back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as they say nice stuff.
Yeah, say nice stuff. Don't troll us,
man.
Will
they be able to post stuff on there?
Yeah, they will.
Like funny videos of their dogs or cats?
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Or hamsters or snakes?
Yes.
Or snakes eating hamsters?
No. No death.
All right.
Love and joy.
Go ahead.
All right, we're cutting out now.
Oh!